Blog Talk Radio.
First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt. All right. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. Begin on into some of that order consciousness tonight. First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this is the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value with natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air frame that your thoughts transmits it. Burr. Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. Order. System regulates to bring about specifics in the group based on value with natural characteristics. Radio. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air frame that your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages for us to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories. Shit that works.
You have an activated pipe in which have produced this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
Living my life like it's golden.
brain came from the depth of space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depth of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. All I view is nothing new, just deja vu. A clue of my afterlife, a previous one before this one too. The shell of my essence, shed skin, stepping into my photonic origin. Genesis without the gin. Garden of Eden collapsed like Nemesis, saving humans in a time lapse. Feel my solar energy, then give room to me. I got nine celestial spheres in tune with me. From the underworld to this world, I use my principle. It's the infinity that's invincible. The unmoved mover, primordial heal. Still communicating with me at will. Through the arms, amulet, photons they project. Like a fifth dimensional holograph that steps. Brainwaves telepathically reach the deep, giving me revelation in REM sleep. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. Offshoot from my comedic predecessors inside a nation of beings like Abraham's children in the wilderness, willing to do what I must to survive. And all this job, animated dead, that's alive. Around my parameters, from La Brea to finesse. Ignorance is what kills you, what a nigga will do. Me and my folks, totes, busy with smoke. Various hydroponics that makes one choke. But no lead to smoke with the blunt and the lighter. You can come and build, but you gotta respect the cipher. We're doing too much, observation is the policy. Fools yap too much and get trapped in idiocy. Hush up that crap, put that BS on the shelf. No outside interference, just building on the self. Brain rolls off the depths of time and space with antiquity of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. Clear night skies, hope it's like this tomorrow. On the California border, looking at the constellation from Barstow. Area 51, not far from here, I feel nervousness as I create magnetic disturbances. But I get contact from way out there, out of the nowhere, a Pluto's orbit. Prepare for invasions of the energies in the last hour. Clash of the titans over universal power. Dark signs, exercise, and mystify. Magical methods of power to deify. A man over the evil of degeneration and aging. My vision's not blurry, even as a centurion. Walking the earth, 22nd century AD. Mystic, phenomenal simplicity. Live by laws of nature, tied as a black fist. That which exists will always exist. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx, stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Power of the Sphinx. Higher nature over lower nature. Self-mastery, black dot, universal.
Back once again with First Order Radio, your host, Dr. Alain Bay. We are back once again, and we're going to be going over a topic in which everyone went over actually like over 3 years ago, in which that we seen the coming of this so-called zombie epidemic, in which that they was getting ready to try to put into place. We got some new updated information, so we're going to share that with you all tonight. So just hold on. I'm going to go and bring on my co-host, Brother Fahim L. You hear Grand Sheik?
Dr. Ali,
how are you doing tonight?
Very well, brother. How the brother doing?
All right. We're doing well. We're getting ready to get it busy. And,
right.
You know, get up and break down what's really going on here. We've been getting some top-notch information, which that is dealing with, I guess you can say, the Pentagon, and how the Pentagon has written up some type of plan of action. They laid out an actual plan for a battle against zombies.
Mm.
You know, they thought this, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to read a little bit of the article. This is by Jamie Crawford, CNN. All right, so this is right on CNN. This is May 16th, 2014. So this was just last month, and it says, Pentagon document lay out battle plan against zombies. All right, it says,
wow.
Washington, it says, never fear the night of the living dead. The Pentagon has got you covered. From responses to natural disaster to catastrophic attacks on the homeland, the United States military has a plan of action ready to go if either incident occurs. It has also devised an elaborate plan against a zombie apocalypse before the country. According to Defense Department document obtained by CNN, which I also have those documents, but in it, it states in an unclassified document titled CONOP-8888, officials from United States Strategic Command used the scepter of the planet-wide attack by the Walking Dead as a training template for how to plan for real-life, large-scale operations, emergencies, and catastrophes. As the Pentagon say, there is a reasonable explanation. All right, let's get to that reasonable explanation. The document is entitled as a training tool used in an in-house training exercise where students learn about the basic concepts of military plans and order development through a fictional training scenario. Now, this is the Navy Captain Pamela Conzi, a spokeswoman for the United States Strategic Command, told CNN that the document is not a U.S. Strategic Command plan. All right, that's what it said. Nevertheless, the preparation and the thoroughness exhibited by the Pentagon for how to prepare for a scenario in which Americans are about to be overran by flesh-eating invaders is quite impressive. It says a wide variety of different zombies. Now, they classified at least five or more types of zombies. When you read the report is about 31 pages. But it says a wide variety of different zombies, each brandishing their own lethal threat, a possible to confront. It should be planned for, according to the document. It says the zombie life forms created via some form of occult experiment in which might otherwise refer to as evil magic to vegetation zombies that pose no threat to humans due to their exclusive consumption of vegetation to zombie life forms created after an organism is infested with a high dose of radiation or among the invaders, the document outlines. It says every phase of the operation for conducting general zombie awareness training and recalling all military personnel to their duty stations to deploying recon teams to assert the general safety of the environment to restoring civil order and authority after the zombie threat has been neutralized or discussed. It says, and the rule of engagement with the zombies are clearly spelled out in the document. The only assumed way to effectively cause casualties to the zombie ranks by tactical force is the concentration of the all fire power to the head, especially to the brain. The plan reads, the only way to ensure a zombie is dead is to burn the zombie's corpse. All right, now, anybody who's been watching The Walking Dead,
right,
for the last 4 years, no coincidence that The Walking Dead, as well as also the first bouts of this, you know, came out all around the exact same time. So they're telling you the storylines, you know, through the TV show The Walking Dead, but they are actually setting up plans of action, you know, from the military via the United States government, but yet claiming that it's not on the U.S. citizens, but yet it's going to be, but the zombies or the flesh eaters of those in the United States. Now, somebody got to explain that shit to me. All right? how it's not against the U.S. citizens, but yet is against the zombies and which that is in the United States.
Exactly.
So that means that obviously the United States citizens is going to be turned in some shape, form, or fashion into zombies. How is that occurring? I know when the first tales of this broke, they were saying that it was salt baths, all right, in which that these individuals was taken. Later on, the report came out that it wasn't salt bath in which that was in. Like, for example, everybody heard about the report of the guy who was eating on a homeless guy and biting off his face and everything down there in Florida. All right. Now, one of the strange things about these zombies is that they always got to get butt naked. All right. If you go and read any report or look at any YouTube clip on the reports of the so-called zombie apocalypse, you will find that every one of them includes the zombie have to be butt naked and then biting on you. All right. They say that it was salt baths at first. But come to find out, it was marijuana in later reports. Now, what type of marijuana is this? Because obviously it's not cheaper, all right? Which is, you know, everyone who is 25 and older, you know, may remember and know what cheaper smells like before this other hybrid plus hybrid thing is which that is out here now. Many do not know what real cheaper smells like, you know, because it's hybrids. There's so much hybrid. I mean, they got AK-47 and they got all these different hybrids out here now. The funny thing is that when you go and find out about all this hybrid legalization of medicinal marijuana, and which that has been now been legalized in at least 11 states, medicinally, even more. And now Colorado become the first state in order to actually make it, you know, to be distributed, you know. But what is this that they're actually putting out on the streets through this legalization? It is not cheaper. It is not what Rick James said is Mary Jane. It is not what our mothers and fathers were smoking. I'm sorry.
Right.
It just isn't. This is the hybrid things in which that is being put out and tested by Monsanto, which is Rockefeller Company, in which that now we have Philip Morris, which is one of the largest and leading cigarette makers, to now come forth and say they will make marijuana cigarettes. All right? Monsanto is now putting out GMO'd. That's right. That's what I said. GMO'd marijuana.
Genetically modified.
That's what they're putting out.
Marijuana.
Right. GMO'd. Now, check this out. This is the article. It says, why legalize marijuana? It says, because GMO pot is on its way. Okay? So, Monsanto's marijuana is coming. It says, the U.S. corporation Monsanto plans to launch production or genetically modified marijuana in companies such as Drug Policy Alliance, Wide Open Society Foundation, are going to create our own brand, which will be produced under cannabis. Information portal La Red 21. It says the organization of Open Society Foundation is under the control of the shareholder Monsanto billionaire George Soros. Company Drugs Policy Alliance, Wide Open Society Foundation, funded by Monsanto, will be responsible for marketing, development on transgenic, all right, just like you have a transgender homosexual thing, in which agenda in which they are pushing. Now they got the transgendic seeds of marijuana.
Hmm.
All right? Now,
hmm.
understand what this transgendic seed is, because we come into such the way in which that this marijuana is being hybrid that there is no longer seeds in it. All right? So it says there's many reasons why Monsanto and other companies producing GMOs would like to learn a new product. Marijuana may be the next major GMO crop. First of all, the companies plan to produce GMO manipulate so-called municipal or medical marijuana. If pharmacists join with GMO companies, all right, now we know that this will happen because you already have on the United States Supreme Court, you have old Uncle Tom himself.
Right.
Who was a an advisor and worked for Monsanto at one time as a legal mm-hmm. advisor. And he's on, yeah, you know, I don't know, brother, do they know who I'm talking about as far as Uncle Tom?
Oh, oh yeah.
United States Supreme Court. What you think? You think they know who I'm talking about?
They might.
They might. Okay.
And if they do, I don't know how many.
Right. There's only one Uncle Tom on there.
That's right. The one All that right. was had some problems with Condoleezza Rice that time. I'll give him a hint. Not,
right.
not Condoleezza Rice, but not Condoleezza
right.
Rice, but
not Condoleezza Rice, but Anita Hill.
Anita Hill. Now give me
right.
a hint.
Right. Give me right. That was the hint, right?
Now, that's
okay.
the hint right there.
Right.
Name start with
now,
Thomas. Now, I ain't gonna give him the last name. Now. First name Thomas. Now, I ain't give him the
right,
last
right,
name.
Right. 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 All right. So, so we know. All right, is going through because they got their plants in which that actually worked for Monsanto at one time on the United States Supreme Court, as well as also they have them within the government because we've come to find out that there are at least four different, I guess you could say, workers under President Obama who worked for Monsanto at one time, and they are in head positions. Or leading positions, you know. So we know that this is getting ready to take place. So it says there are many reasons why Monsanto and other companies producing GMO would like to learn a new product, and marijuana may be just the next major GMO crop. First of all, the company plans to produce GMO-manipulated so-called medicine marijuana or medicinal marijuana. Now, if pharmacies join with GMO companies, pharmaceutical mafia can create transgenic strands with the ability to produce more active compounds which are patented and can be implemented as a medicine. So now they can boost the THC levels through the manipulation. Okay? It is also worth noting that the former strategic director, Jermaine Stravley, Microsoft, also announced that it has plans to patent in the U.S. its first national brand, under which will be produced hemp imported from Mexico. A new company is also based in Seattle, Washington. It says businessmen say that the initial funding for the project is $10 million to start the company's products and will be distributed only in two United States. But at the request of Shively, it says, we will seek to ensure that in our hands was 40% of the cannabis in the world. Okay. Now, that's just one article. All right, you can pull up another article about Philip Morris, the leaders. You know, one of the leading so-called cigarette companies also saying that they're going to cash in on this supply of new transgendic weed.
Okay.
This is what they expecting here. All right. Matter of fact, we'll go to that article. It says Philip Morris introduces Marlboro marijuana cigarettes. Right. So this is what they're saying now. This is what they're saying. It says Philip Morris, the world's biggest cigarette producer, announced today that they will join the marijuana legalization bandwagon and start producing marijuana cigarettes. All right, so everybody got to understand what's going on here. How we get the zombies and how we get this transgenic marijuana and how we get the two together is because in the earliest reports, when they thought it was bath salts, the reports came back later on that said that within the blood of the man in which that bit off the face of the homeless guy in Florida was marijuana. It was not bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
So this means that they already are pushing this transgenic hybrid, no seeds, because you know Monsanto is all about no seeds. Matter of fact, their whole cash product is about Terminator seeds. So when you find this hybrid thing which has no seeds, and you know what it is about no seeds. Seeds means no life.
Exactly.
And there's no way possible that it can be organic, because the word organic stems from the root word organ, which means to live.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's not. That means if it's there's no seeds, it is not organic. I'm sorry. If you eat in seedless grapes, if you eat in seedless watermelons, if you eat in anything in which that is seedless, it is sterile. It has no life or very little life. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't help it. But when you can, the whole science is that understand what is going on. This is the thing about being conscious. Okay? So we have to be able to understand what is coming down the pipe. Now, we ain't necessarily so wrapped up into conspiracy theories. However, we can see when something is trying to be manifested, and when we get the word out, hopefully it can put a stop to it or at least enlighten people to the point where they can see the connections and they can also view for themselves what is getting ready to take place and they can tell others. Because this whole thing is about each one teach one. So we do this through the radio show in order mm-hmm. to get the information out, because we understand what's getting ready to come down the pipe. All right, so when you read that particular article about Philip Morris, it's real real funny, you know, because also another leading cigarette is actually Reynolds. All right, Reynolds deal with tobacco as well as also with other vast products, Reynolds wrap as in aluminum. But Reynolds is one of the families of the so-called 13 top Illuminati families. You can get that information from Tom Collins, who was back in the 70s, who was part of the Collins family, which is one of the 13 top Illuminati families. You can also get that information from myself, from my video, the 13 Illuminati blood clans. Y'all might have heard Brother Panic speak about that one, you know, in which I break down the 13 families and their connections, you know, and we did this, shoot, almost, we've been building on this for like 20, 25 years. I remember telling people this information in college. You know, so it's kind of redundant that we have to still tell people this information. Here it is, 20, 25 years later.
Yes, it is.
But it's relevant. You know, I can't say that it's not, but it is. You know, because, you know, we didn't have the internet. You know, we had to depend upon the libraries, reading actual books, you know, as well as also possibly getting some information at lectures, you know, but there was no internet that we can go to in order to just pull this out readily. All right, so another individual you can check out is Lynn Horowitz. He breaks down about the Rockefeller and the Rothschilds drug connection and their pharmaceutical connections, their FDA connections, and how these things are put in place, you know. Like we said, though, Rockefellers, along with George Soros, these trillionaires and billionaire families, you know, are the ones that wish that are strategizing, you know, these plans. All right? I remember reading a report back in the days. It actually was signed by Jimmy Carter, who was president at the time, and wish that it was actually dealing with the year 2000. Even though we have passed the year 2000, it was interesting that in the report, it was called the Global Plan or the Global Report 2000, it stated specifically that 2.7 billion people must be eliminated from the face of the planet, preferably by famine, drugs, disease, and war. One of those things was drugs. So here it is. Later on, we see, for those who do intense research, you will see coffins in Georgia and FEMA camps or concentration camps or detention camps, which is also debt prisons around the country in every state. And you see the so-called United States or the Union States broken down into 10 sectors in which that would deal with possible plans of uprising or possibly for what they're saying now, this zombie epidemic or apocalypse in which that they got planned and which that might occur. We see that anyone who do their research on YouTube, you'll find that all these individuals always end up somehow naked. And they are actually biting, like we said earlier, they actually are attempting to bite on people, you know, eat people. You know, so this is the strange things in which that is taking place. Brother L, you got any comments to make on this zombie epidemic in which that they talk about is coming?
Yes, that's interesting because Illinois just passed a law to grow marijuana plants in different farm areas, and next door to the Missouri Republic, you know. So I'm sure that Missouri probably next in line to pass a law similar to that one. And also the need to pay attention to movies, to the science fiction channel, and they touch on a lot of that. Like you said, the Walking Dead series, a movie about 3 or 4 years ago called The Crazies, Resident Evil, movies like those, you know, that are always talking about flesh-eating people or zombies. And that's what they are talking about, things that's coming in the future. And that's what they're trying to let people to know, to warn people. That's what they're doing, actually. If people if most of the people can really see what they're doing, you know, but a lot of people just think it's just entertainment. No, it's not entertainment. It's a mess. There's a message behind the message that they're trying to relate to the people.
Right. As a matter of fact, let's read this article. This is dated January the 21st, 2014. It says, Philip Morris introduced Marlboro marijuana cigarettes. It says, Philip Morris, the world's biggest cigarette producer, announced today that they will join the marijuana legalization bandwagon and start producing marijuana cigarettes. The marketing under the brand Marlboro M. The cigarettes will be made available for sale through marijuana license outlets in the state of Colorado and the state of Washington when it becomes commercially legal legal there this year. All right. Sandefin Norquette, it says Philip Morris's senior vice president for marketing, said in an interview that the company has been high on the idea of marketing cannabis and has been monitoring the market for some time. It was only when the recent legalization initiatives went in Colorado and Washington that they finally made the decision to take a leap of faith. Now, we understand is that all of a sudden, they got for the last over 10 years, going into 15 years, they had cigarette commercials in which that they was bashing cigarettes.
Right.
Here they are bashing cigarettes, right? Now, anybody with common sense would know that why would Philip Morris or Reynolds or any other tobacco company allow for commercials to be made in which that would bash cigarettes and slow down their sales of production if they did not already have a backup plan to go to something else? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says Nordic, it says added that they have begun contracting with former drug lords in Mexico. Hold up, once again. Norquette added that they have begun contacting former drug lords in Mexico. Now, currently the largest marijuana production country in the world for the possibility of setting up a distribution ring around North and South America continents, the streamline the supply lines. It says since only tobacco products are currently banned in advertisement and promotion in the United States, Philip Morris also have set aside a huge $15 billion advertisement budget just to promote the new Marlboro M, and are now negotiating with major networks and publishers to start marketing the product to consumers in the beginning of 2015. It says Norquette also revealed that a big initial push is planned around January next year and has acquired more of the ad airtime for the Super Bowl. Hold up. They get ready to do this during the Super Bowl
Wow.
of next year. However, since marijuana will be legal only in Colorado and Washington during the 2015 Super Bowl, all the ads will be blocked out in all the other states and will only show a Status M logo with smoking bowling in the background for the duration of the ad. It says Philip Morris shares his all-time high on the marijuana news. Check this out now. Philip Morris shares his all-time high on the marijuana news and shot up to $420 from $83.03 just a few hours after announcement went public. So a share in Philip Morris went from $83.03 to $420 in a matter of hours after their announcement went public.
That's something.
Oh yeah, that's something. You know. But once again, you know, beware of what you're smoking. Because this zombie epidemic in which that they're talking about is supposed to be reaching an all-time high between now, 2014 through 2016. Now, anybody can listen. They just get ready to make this thing public by 2015. So as more and more states legalize this, these companies, in which that was once the largest tobacco sellers, will now become the largest cannabis sellers. All right?
Just think about the secondhand smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What you think, Brother L?
The secondhand smoke, no, like, you know, you'd be sitting by someone to be smoking that mess, you know, and you're not even smoking it. But you get the secondhand smell from it, though.
Think
about that.
Okay.
There'd be more people affected just by besides the smokers.
Right.
You know, I mean, like you said before, you've been saying this for the last 25 years. I've been saying it for the last 25 years myself. And you said it is kind of redundant that the people haven't quite caught on yet. You know, but, you know, we're still trying. You know, we're still trying to get the word out there. Hopefully, and not only just us, even the movie theaters, Hollywood is trying to get the word out there. You know, but they're doing it in such a subliminal way, but that the people don't really get it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil,
yep.
The Walking, like I said, the Resident Evil, The Walking Dead. So many of them. Like I said, they should pay attention really to the Sci-Fi Channel. But they touch a lot on that. Always about some virus that got loose, and people start eating each other, start being cannibals, all overnight. You know, there's always something like that. You know, but there's a lot of truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people just take it as just like any other movie. You know, but it's not. But they're not taking heed. But all I can say, we got to keep on trying, get the word out to them.
Right.
At the metal, see them in the grocery stores. Yeah, watermelon, seedless watermelon for such dollars. You know, seedless grapes. Yeah, come and get your seedless grapes. Come and get them. You know. Yeah. man, you name it. They trying to GMO medications as well, you know, genetically altered medications, you know. They coming out with it. They might come out even in these cigars. They probably next.
Right.
I believe. You name ice cream, some of your food that we eat, even a lot of our vegetation products, vegetarians.
Right.
You know, they're going to I'm sure Monsanto has thought about that.
Right.
They're into the soybean products. so you got to be careful with that also. Those are vegetarians and vegans, you know. So and there's really hardly no escape from it, but just be aware what you're eating and what you're smoking and what you're drinking.
Right.
And what you're taking for medication.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And see, one of the articles on which that you go back 2 years ago when we was talking about it going on actually 3 years, they speak about, you know, this Miami naked zombie, like I said, who allegedly they said was the bath salts. But like I said later on, you know, I think the guy's name was Rudy Eugene. He was a brother.
Hmm.
You know, it was out of Miami. He was found consuming the face, you know, of another naked man, you know.
Hmm.
You know, who's supposed to have been homeless, allegedly.
Hmm.
You know.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, it says the officers attempt to force Eugene off his victim with gunfire, but he refused to budge and was eventually killed. It was one of the most gruesome things I've ever seen in my life in person, witnessed Larry Vega, as he told WSVN. He said nothing is next to nothing is known about the homeless person on the receiving end of Eugene's bizarre attack, except that most of his face, save for his goatee, is missing. He is currently fighting for his life in Jackson Memorial Hospital. Now, of course, we don't know if he lived or died, but it says Eugene was arrested multiple times, mostly on misdemeanor drug charges. His worst offense was a battery charge at 16 that was dropped. According to his ex-wife, from whom he divorced in 2007, it said he was a violent. Hold on a second here. Look at my phone. All right, so. Anyway, it said that no one was for him. Everyone was against him, she told WPLG, but stopped short of saying he had mental problems. All right? Now, it says here, we go on, it says, though police had earlier theorized that Eugene's behavior could have been contributed to cocaine, it says, Fraternal Order Police President Armando Aguilar had since changed the substance of influence, right, to the AKA bath salts, all right? But then later on in the report, they changed it from bath salts to marijuana. Okay? So this is some strange things going on here. And that was one of the first incidents in which, you know, of the zombie nugget thing, you know, began to take place. Man, there's hundreds of dozens and dozens upon dozens of these things in which that has occurred, you know, all over the country. You know, we ain't just talking about Florida. We're talking about Milwaukee. You know, we're talking about New Jersey, we talking about here in North Carolina, in Asheville, we talking about all over the country, you know.
Yeah.
And they were saying the same thing, is that it was bath salts. But like I said, later on, it became marijuana. So we understand it that they saying that it's marijuana, that they are trying to connect it. And then, like we said, you know, Monsanto coming out with that GMO'd marijuana. And then these companies, the largest companies, is getting ready to pick this up, you know, and start putting this, you know, out on the market. You know, it's just for us to be warned, you know, that, and also to be aware of what is getting ready to take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They can also affect us with the chemtrails as well.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
they can affect us with the chemtrails big time.
Right.
And they can use that. Well, so we can start using this for chemtrails now. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The marijuana, GMO marijuana substances. Yeah, we can do that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we should have been doing that years ago. You know, so I know that. I know that's what they're saying, or something
right
along that line, and what they're getting ready to do. You know. I mean, diseases that people ain't even heard of before coming to surface.
Well,
you know.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Like I said, the contingency plan for the Department, you know, of War, for the Department, you know, for the War Department of the United States. I mean, they said this plan was not actually designed as a joke. During the summers of 2009 and 2010, which was right around when this thing began to start taking place, it says, while training augmentees for a local training squadron about the JOOPP, members of the USSTRATCOM components found out by accident that the hyperball involved in writing a zombie survival plan actually provided a very useful and effective training tool. Okay. Now this is what is actually written in the report. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this is actually what is written in the report.
Let's start watching out. You know, that's just, you know, like I said, even the water supply, you know, the water supply, even some liquors, even, you know, the beer and alcoholic beverages as well.
You know, right.
So, I mean, you just got to watch out for everything.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to.
You can't put nothing past, like I said before, these corporations, well, what they call countries, being ran by criminally insane people, twisted-minded people, you know, and you have to be at that kind of level to all to think of something like that, to do something diabolic like that, you know. You have to. You know what I mean? To do that, talking about Charlie Manson. Charlie Manson ain't nothing but a Girl Scout compared to them.
Right. And you heard that, we don't know how true it is, but they allegedly had plans of releasing him.
Oh, I don't doubt it. You know, I mean, he was an experiment anyway.
Right.
From the beginning. Most people don't know. You know, like even what we're talking about, the topic we're talking about now are experimentations. People just shooting at these schools for no reason at all, no apparent reason. Oh, well, he was a nice guy. I don't know why. What made him went off on the deep end like that, you know?
Exactly.
Shooting up about 20 and 30 people. You know, this going on almost every week, if not
right.
twice a week, in different states. You know, people really have no answer for it. But I keep on telling them these are mind-controlled experimentations. And some of them could be experimenting with some of that, what we're talking about now, this GMO marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like this, I think about maybe about 3, maybe 4 years ago, maybe a little longer, this Korean a student that killed 33 people on his college campus. You know, they said all of a sudden he just went berserk, you know. Another mind control experimentation. That's all they are. I mean, killings and murders, the kind of murders, I mean, the kind of gruesome murders are unheard of for any generation in history.
Right.
In this country. Committing crimes like that. Even children, you know. 12 and 13-year-old children are rapists. You know, like, what? Kind of, you know, shit it is. You know, a 12-year-old boy raped somebody, you know, like, oh, what? Oh, man.
Yeah,
you know,
something
definitely is going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, what I notice is that the so-called Jews, Zionists, are actually trying to bring about what appears to be the apocalypse in which that is mentioned in the book of Revelations, and they're trying to do it on an external scale, even though the book of Revelation is really talking about something in which that happens internally, because it's actually referring to the body, you know, the physical body. But they have people so externalized that they're actually making what appears to be in the scriptures to come true. And this is done purposely to continue to have a people in a state of fear in which that cuts them off, you know, from the prana or the universal or cosmic life force energy in which that would flow through us naturally, in which that would help with the change and the transformation of our DNA. Instead, with fear, you know, it stifles that. It shuts that off. You know, it minimizes that growth, and so we turn that into an illness or dis-ease in which that we end up catching cancer or some other dis-ease in which that, you know, is very hard to get rid of, and we actually kill ourselves in that process based off of fear itself. You know, fear is actually, you know, the attribute of all so-called negativity, whether it's greed, lust, envy, jealousy, all of that comes from fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and metaphysically, fear is stored in the kidneys, or in the adrenal glands is directly on top of the kidneys, in which that produce adrenaline. So, people who are always in a state of fear has a high amount of adrenaline in the body, in which that causes high blood pressure, causes problems with the lymphatic system, It shuts it down. Matter of fact, one outburst of anger, you know, which is a, you know, summation of fear, shuts down the whole immune system for like 6 hours. So we understand the metaphysical results behind that. So this is a thing in which that is taking place based off of that scenario.
Mm.
And them understanding the human body.
And how the human body reacts to it.
Right.
Mm, exactly. How it affects the human body. And, man, fear. Yeah, because fear is, that's why the criminal-minded people I'm talking about, that's why the spend so much overtime, 24/7, all through night and day, like even while we sleep, planning, you know, our destruction. They are on television, radios, newspapers, on putting fear into people's minds, you know, trying to spread fear around. Even some of the so-called conspiracy advocates.
Alex Jones,
mm-hmm. David Icke, no doubt, that's all they're doing. They're spreading fear, but they never talk about a remedy.
Right, because you never hear a remedy. I've never heard a remedy from Alex Jones. Now, David Icke at least attempt to give you some type of remedy as far as, you know, him telling you to look within yourself, you know, that's where God lies and so forth and so on. And, you know, he tell you about the science of meditation and Kundalini. So he do attempt to explain those things, but a lot of the information is whack as far as, you know, them trying to talk about libido and, you know, as if it's just something external of yourself as compared to when you look inside your brain and you find a galaxy-like cloud hovering over top of the, you know, over the pineal gland, then you have to ask, damn, what is this? You know, and what is this ancient name in which that the people refer to it as? And then you find out that it actually was called Nebhiru or the golden light, you know, because that is what, when the Kundalini goes up into that area, it produces that radiance or that sunlight disc around the top of the head, referred to as the halo or the helios, you know, which is actually Haru or Heru. You know, so you actually become Heru or Melchizedek, because Heru Malkusutek. Malkusutek become Michael or Melchizedek. You know, that is actually what's going on. And so people understand that, you know, for those who study the occult, you know, but for those in which that is relying on the information to come, you know, from off of TV or just from an external source, then, you know, there's always going to be problems with that.
Yeah. It's just not enough people studying the occult. Because they have been, again, fear again. They have been made and programmed to fear such words as occult. You know, they think it's something that they don't know is something that it means a science that's been hidden. A hidden
that's
science.
What it means. Right.
You know, but they think it means something evil, demonic, satanic. You know, oh, I don't mess with that. You know, oh, I don't mess with the Zodiac. You know, because that's some evil there. You stay away from that. You know, but whatever time.
Anything about themselves
look
is
at
evil.
The watch. What time is it? It's 12 o'clock. Well, you just dealt with the Zodiac right there. The Zodiac spaces, that's what the watch and clocks are based off of, the 12 Zodiac signs. You know, that's how programmed they are, you know, to program them away from the truth. And that's what it is, because the occult world is the real world we live in.
Yeah, it's the only world, you know, really. You know, I mean, this world that we told, you know, if you go back and just listen to what we was told in kindergarten, you know, in nursery school, I mean, they gave us the nursery for it. They said, nursery rhyme for it. They said, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is what? But a dream.
But a dream. But a
dream. So they already told you that this shit was an illusion.
Exactly.
Right. As a child, you already knew this was an illusion.
Yeah.
You know? No. They told you that this was a dream. So the science is that, okay, how do you operate in this matrix or this Maya, which is an illusion, or this dream? How do you operate? Well, you operate in which that you possibly can. First, learning the components of how you are a hologram and how a hologram needs light in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Without light, a hologram can't exist.
Mm.
Well, if your physical body is a hologram, and we know it is because I can take one drop of blood, one speck of spittle, one strand of hair from you and clone a whole nother you in existence.
Hmm.
That's a goddamn hologram.
Exactly.
So a hologram needs light in order to survive. So
that's how that's
see,
possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that means that when you study Qigong or Tai Chi, or in ancient times when they referred to the ancient Egyptians or that, or the ancient Ethiopians, or who was called the Kushites, or Tanesi, or, you know, or the Tarsetians, as they was also referred to as. When you go back to the pre-dynastic times, you will find that they referred to us as sun worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had rituals set up around receiving the sunlight.
Exactly.
The rays of the sun. Sun rays. Now, this is a known fact medically that it takes, the sun is 93 million miles away. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the sunlight to touch down to the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no coincidence that it takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light or the nutrients, which is, i.e., what we call vitamins and minerals, to bathe the brain, you know, in the blood, 8 minutes and 20 seconds. It takes the same amount of time. So, that means for the blood to rotate through the whole body to the head, it takes that 8 minutes and 20 seconds, just like it does for the sun rays to touch down to the earth. So we understood those sciences because we studied trigonometry, we studied geometry, we studied calculus, algebra. We was the top mathematicians in the world and still
no
are.
Doubt.
You know, as far as what we have built, you know, and we ain't talking about you know, as David Icke or Danovic or any of these others who claim that aliens came and built the pyramids. No, go with that. We understand that
right.
We built the pyramids.
Exactly.
When you look at the ones on the walls of the in the temples where they was built in these pyramids, you see us. That means just that it's just that simple. Even
exactly.
Richard Hoagland said that. Based on Hawass and the things in which that was taking place during the first time when Hawass, you know, retired. Recently they brought him back, and then he got caught up into them embezzlement charges and whatever else he got caught up in over there in Egypt. But prior to that, they said that there was a chamber in which that was open. And when they went down into this chamber, they seen a gigantic statue of a black man pointing towards the star Sirius.
Hmm.
Now, this is what Richard Hoagland said on Coast to Coast with George Lurie,
wow.
You know, so we understand is that this is about us,
mm-hmm.
You know, so no more lies. I remember when Brother Hakeem Bey was on Coast to Coast, that's when Mr. Bell was on there, who was the host at that time. The whole damn thing after 10 minutes of Hakeem talking went out.
Mm.
Just straight. Because
mm-hmm.
Hakeem was getting ready to drop that shit.
They cut him off.
And they cut him straight off.
They're not
you know?
That's
so,
information.
Right, because he started talking about the fact that everything in which that they talk about on there is talking about us. When you talk about the extraterrestrial, they talking about us. When you talk about, and Hakeem was saying all of this, and next thing we know, it went off. And I remember asking Hakeem about that when he came on his show over a year ago, and he said, "Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They called him, and as he started dropping that information, he got cut off, and he tried calling back in, and had troubles calling back in." And never was able to get back in, and then never responded again, you know, to him ever coming on the show, even though they claimed that they said they was going to try to have him back on. So, we understand what is, you know, really taking place. So we just have to be wise. That's the only reason why we even giving out this information, is to be wise, not to put no fear in anyone, because we also can tell you about how to deal with fear. One of the best ways to do that is by actually doing the alternating nostril breath technique, which is called a Numa Valoma, in which that you will close off your right nostril, breathe in through your left nostril for a count of four, close off both nostrils for a count of 16, and then close off the left nostril and breathe out the right nostril for a count of 8, and then reverse it. And you go back and forth about 20 times, and that help alleviate any fear, also improve the circulation, the lymphatic system. Also, it ends high blood pressure. It also synergizes both hemispheres of the brain, enhances the quality between the dendrites and the synapses as they fire off in the brain. The connection between the left and the right hemisphere of the brain become real responding to each other. There's no longer a barrier. So we understand what takes place. You know, the Ida and the Pingala, which is the left and the right nostril. The Ida is the left nostril, which is the moon nostril. The Pingala is the right nostril, which is the electrical or sun nostril. When these are activated, you know, that means the spinal column, along what is called the governing vessel, can also be activated. You know, that means that inside of the spinal column called the Shoshana, which is the hollow area in the spine, can now be activated. So the Kundalini can now come up as it's being drawn up through the Shakti, which is the magnetic principle, as it pulls up the electrical principle called the Kundalini into the spine, the hollow area, so that you can become truly enlightened and truly be a healer. Mm-hmm. You understand that these are the things in which that take place when you practice these particular exercises. So in order to alleviate fear, this is one of the things that you can do. Okay? Once again, we told you that fear is stored or placed at the kidneys. Okay? So kidney problems, you know, deals with the fear factor. There's something in which that you are fearful of, and you have to analyze your mental conditioning for that. And then, of course, you have to take various herbs in order to help, you know, heal those particular kidneys or areas in the lower back, and also help with the stoppage of the adrenaline in which that is flowing too heavily through the body, you know, because of the fear factor, you know, it produces that adrenaline. So dandelion is real good, milk thistle is real good, faux tea, maca, you know, these particular herbs, horny goat weed, these particular herbs, saw palmetto, picayune, you know, these herbs are very good, alfalfa, are very good in order to heal that particular area. And there's qigong moves in which that you can do. One is called lifting to the sky, in which that actually you just bend down like your hands are touching or reaching towards your feet. And as you come up, you inhale, and then your hands raise back, and you bend your body into a bow or arch. You pause for a few seconds, then you exhale, and then lean back forward with your hands going back down towards your feet. You know, that helps with lower back problems or with the kidneys too. So there's many things in which that we can do in order to help alleviate fear, coming from qigong, practicing the pranayamas, or yoga, or kundalini yoga. One of the moves would be the cat, you know, in which that the serpent, you know, in which that you can actually arch your back, you know, as you come down from the cat pose, or, well, some refer to it also. Another part of it is called the downward dog, all right? But you end up with your back arched up, you know. And these particular exercises help, you know, alleviate a lot of problems and loosen you up. You know, so we come with solutions. We understand what's going on. So these things have to be practiced every day, because every day you're being bombarded. you know, with this, with panic, with fear, you know what I'm saying, with this things in which that is going on. All right, we got area code. Let me go to the phones. We got area code 313. Peace, peace.
Peace.
You got a question now?
Got a question now?
Okay, we got area code 804. Area code 804, you're on the line.
Peace, peace, Brother Alain.
Peace. Greetings.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Alain, just Brother Kofi Usia, right?
Peace out. Uh-huh. Okay, the phone dropped. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
All right, for those who want to call in 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call. All right. Once again, give us a call. 626-414-3535. All right. Area code 313. Area code 313. You're on the line. 313. You're on the line. Okay. Well, we're going to go to a song called Akbar. This is my man Akbar. And it's called Phobia. Since we're dealing with fear, he got a joint called Phobia. So let's check it out.
Story time, phobia of thoughts, the fear of crossing territory lines, but I be snatching categories blind, my oratories climb to new heights, my mind is more refined, if you can't see me then you never saw me shine, you never saw me shine, if you can't see me then you never saw me shine, no introductions just before we rhyme, that raw hip hop y'all, check it out. Hey yo, big baby blue, four-door, 74, Cadillac, sedan to fill, with the grand grill, damn this black man is ill, son, chill, I got the skill to rhyme and make time stand still, okay, boogie down, Bronx, boogie down, boogie, boogie, caught the two train uptown, and look at where it took me, all the way to 219 in White Plains, picture my name on the train, I used to write same, a badass dude. Throwing mad shit off the roof. I got a cap to cover up the tip roof. Doing corner store tours, busting food stamp dollars. My mama got the real fur around the collar. Racking bags of candy bars in my bubble goose jacket. Then selling back to the man at the newsstand for $5 a packet. And Mr. Marshall ran the number racket. If only I could bring that summer back, it was a better time. I could have led a life of crime, but instead I chose to use my head and write a rhyme. So to be an MC was a conscious choice. That's when I soon found out I had a monstrous voice. It was right after school, taking a dip in the pool. I was out at the block party gripping a tool. When these sucker MCs challenged me to a duel, it was three against me, but I ain't tripping, it's cool. I stepped back and let the first one rap. He kept on talking, I had him walking into my trap. That's when the second one came and put his foot in his mouth. He was worse than the first, easily took it out. But MC number three was the last to learn that when you try to get fly, you can crash and burn. So now that you're done and you had to turn, this is my step, you better pass the stern. That's when I got on the mic, it was hot on the mic. I didn't even have to say a lot on the mic. I rocked the party, caught a body, maybe two or three. I fold crews like old news, it's nothing new to me. Have you ever heard of killing two birds with one stone? Well, I just killed three MCs with one poem and sent them all running home as if guns were blown. Yeah, yeah, AK Bazaar, CME Productions, 2003.
All right, we back, Brother L. You got any comments to make before we go back to the phone lines?
Yes, speaking about fear, they have those also in movies as well. Look at a movie that was made about almost 7 years ago called V for Vendetta, and that was dealing with fear. Also, the Bruce Lee story also dealt with fear about him with the dragon. He always had a dream of a dragon as he was a child, but actually he was dealing with his fear of his lower self that he needed to overcome to move forward whatever goal he was trying to reach in life. So, so yeah, that they have those in movies also. People need to pay attention to. You know, it's a message. There's always a message behind the message in every movie. You know, yeah, that show fear in some of your military movies and some of your all it's about is overcome your lower self. That's all it's about. Right. Which is a part of your lower self is fear, which creates a lot of things: hatred, lewdness, jealousy, murder, lust, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, which stings from fear, sickness and diseases, you name it. It comes from fear. And like you said earlier, it affects our kidneys big time, you know. And that's about the first time really that knowing that until you put it out there like that, you know, it affected the kidneys. People with kidney problems, that deals with the fear, you know.
Right.
So, you know, that's what people need to overcome that. The more you learn how to overcome that with the breathing exercises, the left and right nostrils, enough breathing exercise, getting a lot of those toxins out of your system, that's the start. You know, like you said, it affects a high blood pressure and diabetes, prostate problems, you name it. You know, you can overcome a lot of that by changing your whole lifestyle and the whole way of living. You can be amazed at the results.
And that's the truth. I taught a brother last year how to do the 6363 breath because he was suffering from prostate issues. As a matter of fact, he was diagnosed with having prostate cancer. And I taught him that breath technique, and he'd been using it over a year, and he's gone back, and he no longer has prostate cancer. And that was just, and he was just like, man, I wanted to thank you, man, you know, for learning that breath technique. And, man, it's done wonders for me, man. I don't have no prostate issues no more, nothing. You know, and he was just so thankful, man, you know, like he was about to cry, you know. And just recently, I seen him like about a month ago, you know, and he was telling me all of this. You know, and he never told me that he had those issues, but, you know, but thanks to the breath, you know, he was able to do that, you know, and that's the science, you know. You know, yes, you might need herbs. Yes, you might have to change your diet, you know, have a fruitarian or a liquidarian or a vegetarian or vegan diet in order to help with the cleansing, the toxin process. But remember, we told you that 70% of the waste material that's produced in the body is supposed to be eliminated by the breath. Only 10% of it is eliminated by the urination and by the defecation. The other 20 is produced or is supposed to be released by via the skin. But 70% of it is supposed to be released by the breath. So once you increase your breath, more toxins are able to be released from the body. You know, you don't get, you know, people just focus on the diet. But once again, that's only 10% of the waste being removed.
Right.
Through your piss and shit. So the other 20% is the skin, which means through the exercise, which that you sweat through your glands. You know, and then the other 70% you have to do through the science of breath. But people miss that.
Yes, they do.
So here he is. I taught him how to focus his energy at his prostate and then how he can take that energy, you know, and visualize it like on the Green Mile. You know, you remember on the Green Mile, you have Michael Duncan, you know, breathing out. You know, when he took on someone's illness or disease, he would breathe out and it would look like gnats or flies coming out of
his mouth.
Well, that's that is the Tibetan art, actually, or breathing method. That's real. They use that in the Tibetan schools for eliminating toxins in the body. You know, so this is right. real. You know,
they let that out and see, and then what's the name of that movie you said now? The 2 Mile.
Yeah, the Green Mile. Mm-hmm.
The Green Mile. I've yet to finish watching that movie.
Oh, you got to watch that out. You got to. You have to.
Well, I've been dealing with a lot of energy as well.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing was about this so-called big black man with the initial JC, Jesus Christ, but they called him John Coffey, in which that they had to dumb him down to sound like a retard, but he had the gift of being able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they always got to make the black man, you know, look retarded in order to dumb himself down and make him look dumber than the white man. You know, so, you know, this is the whole thing in that particular movie, but you'll see the science in it, you know. I don't like it for that quality, you know, but it's not for that. It's just, if you look at it for the breathing qualities, I should say, you'll find that. Because that's actually Tibetan science in which they're teaching. That art is also taught in the Rosicrucian lessons, too. So, you know, for those who are Rosicrucians out there, y'all should know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to go to area code 804 again. Peace out.
Peace out, Dr. Lemon. I got cut off. I don't know how I got cut off, right?
Right.
But what I want to
build
with
you. We got you back now. Come on.
But what I want to build with you is the you real, right? And I found out that you real and glad, you know, has the same composition.
So it's crystalline.
So the urea is coming from our bones. That's why we, you know, we're not secreting chemicals and create new stem cells. It's a whole lot of unknowns, but our body, you know, is not working like we, you know, want. When we were 12 years old, 11 years old, we started producing.
Right. So what you think that we should take for that? Should we enhance the vitamin D, the calcium, or what?
Okay. This might take since I found out it's not who you are, but it's what you are. And kind of find out from our head to our toe, we all had the lessons. We are electrical beings. We strive all for ecstatic signals, ecstatic energy, you know.
Right.
And I just been so my imagination, you know, and it's like I'm learning stuff every day, every other day, you
right.
know. And it's we are ecstatic. That's what we strive off of. And batteries, you know, you got two sets of electricity, AC, DC. We don't want the AC. We want the
right.
DC.
Alternate and direct current, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, they even tell us in Denver, you know, and Luxor. The battery is right there. How plain do they have to be to try to stress us, you know? But DC current strive all for ecstatic signals, ecstatic electricity. You know, if you look at the Superman movie, they tell you what he's, you know, what everything, you know, is about, ecstatic electricity. And once we start fooling with them batteries, we talking immortality. We got to get back to being ecstatic. And see, put some polyester on with that ecstatic, all that energy and them signals. And see, with them spores they don't weaponize, and then we got a case or two here in Virginia where it has an incubation period of 28 days. And it's another one, 5 days. But the 128 days is very dangerous. It's like
right.
your whole blood system that's solidified, you know.
Mm.
Now the spores, just how aggressive the spores are, right? It don't need no passageway like your eyes, your mouth, your nose. These spores can catch on to your skin. And guess what?
What?
It'll prevent your blood from clotting.
Mm.
Now,
okay.
What
wow.
you think the body would go through if the blood ceased to clot and the mucus refused to clot? See, our mucus got to play a game too.
Right.
So if our blood stopped clotting, they say we'll be puking our blood, everything, blood could be coming out. If you
right.
sneeze,
similar to like a hemophiliac.
Yes. Yes.
Right,
so
because they
the
can't get
thing,
cut or anything because they can actually bleed to death. The possibilities increases
yes.
dramatically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the blood system, that's both chaos. I mean, they're going right to the root of our electrical.
Right.
When our energy leave our brain stem, it got to be at its pinnacle. But with these spores they don't put out there, it's like ain't nobody gonna know what to do. But you know what? They can put me in a cage with them some bitches, and I bet you I'll break them up, and they'll get the fuck up off me. Cause I'm gonna get excited, and I'm playing polyester. I'm playing polyester. But this
right.
is scary shit that these people doing. And see, you could be living in an apartment building. And can you imagine somebody, you got some cases in your building, you got to get the hell up out of that. Blood's going to be anywhere. But got to get with them batteries. But I'm going to tell you, I'm asking too, Brother Arlene, do a urine analysis. Catch the middle to the end of your urine and store it and watch it mature. Now, if you have energy real at the bottom of your urine, man, you got to get that shit up out of there because later on it will be your dementia. Well, I'm going to say it like this. It's going to be your diabetes in the brain and your diabetes in your central system, your stomach.
Mm.
See, this shit coming in and making your organs go haywire.
Right.
And it's all electrical. But batteries is the only thing can get that stuff up out of you. You can get you a sheet, any kind of metal, man. Put them batteries on a little while on the positive, a little while on the negative. Man, you getting it up out you. Batteries, man. And look, Brother Arlene, everybody be talking about these detoxing. I tell you what, goddammit, do your best detox. And then after that, do a urine analysis before and in. Now, whatever detoxing program you done did, and you do a urine analysis before and after, and you got that urea, that calcium deposit, ain't no but glass. You know, the same composition. This is eating at our bones and see, batteries is good for the mind. That way, come to find out, that's how we be producing the stem cells from the mind.
Okay.
Yes. But it's all right. Batteries. Do a urine analysis. I'm telling you, man. I challenge you. And see, these Negroes here, they looking at me, man, and they don't know how to take me. But I just met a senator the other day, and he liked the way we feel, you know. I told him I went to Egypt, came back, and went right back, because I won't know more good when I went over there the first time and came back. And see, them women, they know, man. My wife told me, off the dickhead. Said, nigga, you ain't going back over there. You ain't going back over there. She read me, man. But I had to go. I risked my relationship. I was murdered. I risked all that. All I knew is I had to get my ass back over it.
Right.
That.
And look, I don't solve stuff, man. Them niggas over there took me by my hand, man, and carried me to some freaky shit, man. I'm like, man, I'm not going in that shit, man. I'm not going down there, man. Them niggas know how to ride through the desert. Get on the highway, in the desert. Hey, they carried me on a strange expedition. But you know, Brother Lee and all of us, them brothers won't, hey, man, it's like they not fucking with that Islam shit, man. It's like the same mindset niggas have here.
Right. Mm.
Them boys over there is struggling, man. But you got white people go over there, and, man, they falling in love, and they look out for them people, man, send them money and shit. But I wish the babies could see Luxor. I want to write a book. It's a beautiful experience. Going in, hey, you know about the Winter Palace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of it, yeah.
Now, you know, they don't let the niggas in that Winter Palace from the other side of the Nile. You know, right?
Right.
I didn't know. Man, I'm from the United States. I can go to fuck anywhere I want to go. I didn't say nothing to the brothers over there or nothing. So, long story short, I walk up in the Winter Palace. And the man looked and like, who let you in here? How the hell did you get in here? I walked through all that, but I took all that for granted. So when I go back across the Nile, I tell the brothers, right? And they like, man, they don't let us up in there because they got a guard shack with the policemen and shit with them salt rifles with the butcher knife at the end of it. I walked through all. They ain't say nothing to me. I ain't say nothing to them. I went on up the steps and walked through everything. So, Dr. Amin, what you think happened, man?
What happened?
Look, they don't allow niggas in the Winter Palace in Luxor. The natives.
Wait.
They don't let them in the establishment.
So you, what's the way you snuck on up in there? Or you got a brother to help you out to get on up in there?
No, I decided in my mind that I want to go and see how that stuff look inside. The building, the hotel.
Right.
You know, that's where your Raul Bob and your, what's the other one in charge of the antiquities? Zahi Awash. That Jew.
Mm-hmm. Awash, yeah.
You know, all of them go there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, all of them go there, so they don't let the niggas come in there.
Right, they
but
don't.
I walk in this.
Right,
I
that's why I made mention of the fact that Richard Hoagland, you know, Dr. Richard Hoagland had to make mention of that.
Yeah, and look, see, it's a lot
mm-hmm.
of white people being persecuted behind Egypt, but the whole goddamn wall is behind Egypt. Look,
right.
Look. You Negroes, you gotta wake the fuck up. The reason they sticking it to your motherfucking ass is behind Egypt. And you can tell those who love Egypt and those who hate them. I'm talking about most of these white people. This shit is deep. But this is what I wanted. Dr. Lee, that's like Robert Bouvard in the book of the Black Genesis and everything. He, with all that he know, right, he still be talking Jesus Christ in that biblical bullshit, man. It's like,
right.
This nigga know his limit, man. Them white folk, look, you know the lady Catherine something, tag word that. She went over there and did a beautiful piece of documentary, and she started with Abu Wash. Look, when I saw it, I saw Abu Wash in person. The average person don't know nothing about North of the Giza. True?
True.
Abu Wash, man. Look. Look, you got pullers, man. I mean, man, they so huge and everything laying out there and desolate. You got a pyramid north of the Giza with no fucking top on it. Nigga, I've been there, and when I saw that joint on YouTube, it was crazy, man. I almost went crazy. I'm like, I saw that. And won't nobody out there. You can pull off the Cairo Highway, man. You ain't got to pay nobody nothing. There's a whole lot of other stuff like that. You ain't got to pay nobody nothing. And you got your quartz granite, man. You just touch it and it crumbles. But it looked like altars. Like that lady Catherine, I can't get her last name. She going through some persecution. Look, she done lost her daddy. And she had to run, she in hiding. I'm telling you, man, white people, man, that they're trying to tell you about Egypt, niggas, you better listen and take that goddamn Bible and that Quran. I don't need nothing of it. All I need is to be ecstatic and look through my fucking eyes and listen. It's Egypt, Aline. Egypt.
Right.
I don't listen to the best of the white folks, and they don't want to give us the credit.
Right.
However it may be, motherfucker, they came amongst us. If that's the case, they didn't come to you. You were just born yesterday. Humble yourself, you little white fucker. I take my rocks out and let them dry, shoot the signals through it, put my electrical feet on electrical software, you know, or the rock. And look, my wife said, you think you young. I'm 51 years old, man. I'm telling you the truth. I look 21. And I got a gray beard.
Right.
People see me, man. People like this, they be drunk. I look like a little boy. Hello. Them vitamins got me looking good. I'm looking so young that I look mentally challenged.
That's good, Doc. And matter of fact, I had a sister to call to contact us this past week, and she wanted your phone number about the battery, about the battery and that information and everything that you was. She heard one of the earlier radio shows with you on there talking about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'll give her your phone number.
Yes. And she need to give it to her baby, because we need to get back into them batteries. Because they done took us back to the Stone Age. We in the fucking Stone Age for real. You know, they playing with all the cream and leaving us nothing. But we can get it back. All you got to do is get with them batteries and let your imagination kick in. But if I see over here all these granite outlets, they don't sell a quartz granite. The closest I can get is a quartz marble. But if I can get my hand on some quartz granite, ooh, that's immortality. If I go there, I will wash with my little machine, I could live forever. Because they know how to get that life out of that mineral. They knew what it was and what it meant. It's electrical software for our electrical programs. And the thing, what I'm doing with my rocks, I look for nice, beautiful rock formations. I like the flat ones. And I got other exotic, you know, but I like the flat ones. And I set that on my conductor. Ooh. I'm talking, I'm mapping the whole rock with my anchor bodies. All that my body didn't need, it went through, you know, I pissed. Now, you did the knowledge to the UN, right?
Yeah.
Right. You did the knowledge to it. And it's true. And see, I'm taking that UN and I'm shooting the signal storm, and I'm getting ready to hydrogenate my UN. Just think.
Okay.
Hydrogenate your UN. But when I get the resources that I really want, I'm going to hydrogenate my blood, and I'm going to give it back to me. But I got to do it before these people release these spores. That is our battle, man. We got to take our blood and strengthen it to the point where these spores won't have no effect. So you got to take your blood and get it very ecstatic. Hydrogenated. Know how you have them lab tubes? Yes. You have to put yourself in a tube and shoot ecstatic signals, ecstatic energy through it, and give it back to yourself. You watch. Man, you're going to have to get around these crazy people, because they ain't going to know how to save themselves, and they ain't going to know how to live. They're going to be like niggas in penitentiary full of fear. I don't like y'all was feeling on fear, Dr. Aline and other brothers, you right. Fear ain't never pure poison. I see grown men. Nigga in his cell looking at his TV. Nigga done lost his money at the lost his last hand at the poker table. Go right in the nigga's cell and take his TV. Look, that's the day I'm going to have to wear an ass whipping every time I see him. All he do come out the cell, get some ice, so he can drink a cold soda. Nigga, that took his whole fucking TV, you know. But it's balance amongst us. A lot of us, you know, it's balance, because you got y'all two brothers, and I'm struggling and scrambling. Look, we out there, but we don't know who and where, you know. We just don't know where each other at. We don't know each other. Just as nerves we submit to each other. But that's all right. When they knock that motherfucking light out, nigga, you get ready to see some super pie. I don't know where it'll come from, you know. And see, when I went to penitentiary, when I was in receiving, the people asked you where you want to go. I want to go right there where all the pool tables at. And niggas was getting killed every day. I love it. Them niggas that, the niggas that were getting killed, they put themselves in that situation. I ain't got nothing to do with that. So they was like, why do you want to go over there? Because I see all the pool tables. I love pool, shooting pool, you know. So it's like, fear is poison. And it will turn you gray. My granddad fought in World War II. He was one of the cannonball drivers. Dr. Lynn, you know about the cannonball drivers?
I heard about them, yeah.
Hey, brother, you said you did.
Red Ball Express?
Yes, yes. The cannonball drivers, they were driving supplies down to the front line.
Right.
And bringing back what up. Them niggas were riding in a road full of mines. Look, white people were like, how these niggas is making it back? Hey, it was some type of intervention for a lot of them niggas, man. A lot of them didn't make it, but a lot of them did to come back to make the tell a story. My granddaddy, and he said, a lot, everybody had gray hair. He said the fear was so great. He was in Germany. He left a wife, my mama, and a younger sister back. That nigga went over there. He was driving big machinery and Jeeps. Everything that had a steering wheel on it, he drove it. And he came back, and he said that the next battle going to be on the soil of America. And he was telling how they did them white people over there and got them in Germany. Hey, the main cry, his wife ain't want her, my grandma ain't want her. But he said, it's coming here. He was saying that from day one when he came back over here. That man came back and said, the next war, the next battle, going to be on the soil of America.
Right.
And see, no, it makes sense.
I mean, right now we got China posted up right in Mexico, and right now the largest debt holder for the United States that far ends is China. And what if they want to come and collect on their, you know, on their, you know, on their debt, you know?
Exactly.
So we definitely see the possibilities of that.
Hey, now pick this up. Now China done wrote a check, a death check with their name on. Now they think they got all the power. Now I'm gonna tell you, who you think got the biggest gun? You think China's gun bigger than the United States gun? Russia gun big? You watch. See, United States living rent-free. I mean, she on crack. She out of her mind. But she ain't dumb. She know what she doing. I'm telling you, it may seem like it, but you can really see the United States crush everybody. Everybody making good money to these people finish using their ass, and that's when they're going to have to destroy their ass. But see, I don't know why they don't think United States or this American Zionist don't have that big gun, you know. They think they got all the sense. They just think they got all the sense. But the United States got the big gun. Oh, Dr. Lynn, did you hear about Marduk being in South Africa? Well, he could be anywhere now. But they said he here. Now, peep this out. When you got the intelligentsia from the United States, France, Britain, Switzerland, you name them, all intelligentsia singing the same song that Marduk is here.
Mm.
I'd like to know, you know, what your take is.
Well, I didn't know that my dude was here.
Yeah.
But I have heard of him. Yeah.
And see, that's dangerous. Anytime you got the intelligentsia of the United States, all the leading industrialized nation, intelligentsia singing the same fucking song, this can't be a lie.
Right.
And you know something? This thing's so deep. It's, when I last heard, we was in the mix of 22 off-worlders or from the center of the earth. I don't know where they're from, but they said we are in the mix of them. And out of that 22, like 16 is directly involved with us.
Hmm.
We like laugh people to them. And you see, you know another thing? See that Dollar Sheet? That all that, I don't know why they came out with that, but they've been cloning people ever since 1923, where they was introduced to cloning in 1923.
Right.
8 years later, 1931, 1932, they perfected it. 1930, the thing, that's like 85 years ago. So how many clones you think they got on this earth?
No telling.
And who you think driving them planes, them chemtrails? And see, I'm gonna give you a good example. That's like the porno industry. See, we doing everything we see the clones do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I told you, Obama DNA came from the Valley of the Kings. I bet you. That nigga came from the valleys. And they ain't gonna do a goddamn thing to him either. They love that nigga. Ain't nothing gonna happen to him. Look, they talk all the shit they want. And see, he ain't no homosexual neither. See, like Gordon Duff said, look up Gordon Duff. Gordon Duff said what? EPMJ Media. Putting all that stuff up. Then you got this autoclave. Sinclair or whatever. But whatever the case is, they had him ever since he was a little baby. So what? He gonna turn around and kill all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But my dude, I believe he's here, and I believe it's going on. That like when Mandela died, everybody came up to America's Zionists, and the Zionist people, wherever they may be, you know. They didn't show because they know they had to sit down with Mardu and all up and sitting down with Mardu. They got this PhD writer from Veterans Today. The reason I like Veterans Today because you got a whole array of writers. And whatever you write, your ass going to be whole attested to. You're going to be questioned.
Hold
accountable. That's what I like, man. You know, you can't sell drugs within the school zone and think your ass ain't going to get snatched up. This ain't no fucking dictatorship. And if you get mad, then I know somebody ain't right about you. If you going to write a book and can't nobody question you about your book?
Hmm.
But, hey, Dr. Lee, look, this another thing I would be. Yeah, I was over in Egypt for 9-10 months, came back 6 weeks, went back and stayed some more months. White people go there, man, and they look around, and look, they carry their rich ass back home, and they just liquidate whatever, and just come back and just build yourself beautiful. Hey, for these young black youngsters that was educated and everything, they should have carried their ass to Egypt, build themselves, and build a bridge. It's, ooh, Luxor is so great. Look, you got people so poor, but they got land. You can go there and build for them. They got theirs, and you got yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's, back there in the valleys, man, it's great. It's great. And you know, we were smoking a little shisha and a little shiva and thing. You know, you had some of them would break off and go do their salat and come on back. The other brother, like, you know, I ain't no Muslim, and them niggas talk more English than I do. They be teasing me. I talk English better than you. I'm like, so? Get a passport. You know? But them niggas is real aggressive over there. And they smart. They real smart. Them niggas take them cell phones and do shit world that these niggas can't do. I'm talking about niggas that barefooted, man. They turn a damn cell phone all to pieces and get up in your camp. That's why I'm like, man, no, you can't see my phone. You know, they tell me anytime. He clever. You can't touch my phone, man. Get the fuck back. You know, because I'm telling you, if you know how to handle yourself anywhere, man, your ass will get buffaloed. Because I was going to smack one of them with a bottle, man, over there, man. You know, and my wife would worry me about coming on back. I probably still over there because we were doing it nice. I mean, she over here, I'm over there and everything. But one of the niggas tried to get aggressive with me, and I had that bottle. I was going to swing on this motherfucking ass, and the other brother said, Yusuf, you can come live with me, Yusuf. Come up here, Yusuf. Where your stuff at, Yusuf? I went there and got my shit, came on back up and paid $200 cheaper. But that's why I was mad. Like, nigga, why are you charging me all this money? You talking about you my motherfucking brother, nigga. Man, you gonna push this shit on me? And that nigga saw that bottle down there. Yeah. You know, but that's what I went through. And them nigga was drunk. I look just like them. The average nigga you see around here, man, them people would think you dim and I want to go back. But do that joint analysis. Everybody that listening, after about 3 weeks, you're going to see them crystal deposits. They ain't going to put cash in them, but it look like glass. Quartz. The same composition. It's coming from our bones. See, that's coming from that lead we put charge on that on that stuff in the air. The cold. We put charges on that stuff and getting diabetes out of head and diabetes out of stomach. And like I said, whatever detoxes you got, do a urine analysis before and after. And if you see the calcium deposits, the glass in the bottom of your urine, you got to try a little harder. I'm sorry. My body is like it's 12 years old. I'm starting producing stem cells and all the other unknowns. I feel great. I don't get tired. Oh, this is what I want to tell you since my wife ain't around, right? We got a new bed, man. She went and got a bed with all that old foam and shit in it. I like the bed